Look at it there, curled up on the mat, in front of the fire, your lovely pet cat. Snoring and twitching as dreams it does dream, a look on its face like the cat that got cream. But make no mistake as you tickle his ear, that sleek silky creature's a beast you should fear. See, the devil's last job before banished below was to design the critter to be the dog's foe. He took essence of cruelty and oil of brute and poured them both into a small furry suit. He equipped it with teeth and with claws that could tear, and eyes like a demon and soft shiny hair. The love of our dogs was already established. We'd chosen to love our terriers and mastiffs, boxers and shepherds, pugs and shih tzu, cockers and spaniels and rottweilers too. Some bred to protect and some bred to work, each with its own unique special quirk. Our dogs have been curling up beneath our feet since long before Lucifer first felt hell's heat. Never return, bellowed him with a beard, and take that cat with you, it's icky, it's weird. Cast down from heaven, the ex-angel fell, screeching and flailing and plunging to hell. Construction of fiery pits underway, the devil was toiling away every day. His time now more precious, his project forgotten, pooing on brimstone and licking its bottom. It sat and it watched as evil was born, cold and disinterested, yawning a yawn. Soaking up evil, the cat honed his skills and learnt the dark arts through eons until, bored with his lot, the cat made his way from Hades to Horwich via freshly dug grave. He skulked and he stalked his way through the town, peering through windows, not making a sound. He watched as an infant stirred in his bed and awoke with a wail to be straightway fed by a mother who smiled as she cradled him in close to her breast and tickled his chin. Sun-sated and sleepy, Mum returned to her bed, where, now exhausted, she slept like the dead, while in the next room Satan's own handiwork slipped in through the windows and in the gloom lurked. He sniffed at the air and leapt into the crib of the baby now snoring and lay across his ribs. He lapped at the air and did hungrily feed upon the sweet breath that the sweet baby breathed. Now the food in the underworld isn't the best. They've nothing so tasty as milk from the breast of a smiling tired mother while sat by the bed of her offspring who cried when he'd had to be fed. But it isn't so easy to feed on a child when your very presence sends its family's dog wild. So he turned on the charm and he hung round the house, occasionally killing a rat or a mouse, and chasing off birds and burying turds, or lying in sunshine purring his purrs, until that fateful day, while licking his paws, he came up with a plan that would get him indoors. Old Nick had lost interest before finishing off. The voice of the cat, all it had was a cough. But if the cat coughed and coughed the cough right, he found he could sound like a babe in the night. A sound no good mother would ever ignore, a sound that he found could open the door, or bring forth a bowl all laden with fish, and a splash of cow's milk poured into a dish. Big eyes designed mainly for hunting at night lost their evil shimmer when viewed in daylight. So once he'd licked all the milk from his chin, the infant's daft mother invited him in. The smartest trick Beelzebub managed was to bottle pure evil with an acute package, then let it loose upon the world, where now upon our laps it curls and naps and dreams and looks so cute, a demon in an angel's suit. But make no mistake, once fast asleep, upon your chest he'll silently leap. He'll open his jaws and he'll drink in your breath, feasting until you start to near death. Then back downstairs your cat will creep to lie on your jacket and go back to sleep. They'll poo in your kitchen and scratch your best chair. They'll bring home what they kill and they'll leave it lay there on the mat by the door, or worse still, on your stair, and watch as you shriek when you tread on it there. They'll purr and they'll preen and they'll watch as you fetch a dustpan and brush, and they'll laugh as you retch. They'll jump on your lap and they'll claw at your belly whenever you settle in front of the telly. They'll hate you and long for the day that you die, the day that they'll feast on your cheeks and your eyes. What kind of person, knowing all that, would choose to share their home with a cat? Trish. 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 Telling he's turning over. I'm not watching this.
What is it?
Tim Burton, I think he said with scissor hands. You've had it on plus one. Get it off. Get it off now.
It's Beetlejuice.
Nah, I don't know what's Beetlejuice.
What's wrong with Beetlejuice?
Nothing. Scares me. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. He's got a dead little head. Don't trust people with dead little heads. Candyman, Candyman, Candyman.
Turn the scary film.
Get it off.
Come Dine With Me on.
Oh, yes.